A Democrat on Twitter put up a particular poll and wasn't happy with how the poll went, so it was quickly yanked down. Evidently, progressives are upset that Twitter polls are no longer accepting mailed-in paper ballots. Speaking of so-called progressives, it makes me think of Talleyrand and how he said, an important art of politicians is to find new names for institutions which under their old names have become odious to the public. Examples of this are rebranding things like liberal to progressive, or New World Order as building back better, or now pedophile as minor attracted person, like this assistant professor of Virginia University does here.
I use the term minor attracted person or MAP in the title and throughout the book for multiple reasons. First of all, because I think it's important to use terminology for groups that members of that group want others to use for them. And MAP advocacy groups like Before You Act have advocated for use of the term MAP. They've advocated for it primarily because it's less stigmatizing than other terms like pedophile.
It's interesting that the assistant professor assumes that the name is why people are stigmatized and not because of their behavior. Rebranding rat poison as candy doesn't make people want to eat rat poison any more than they used to. But then we stray into the unfortunate implication that the academic is accustomed to deceptively placing things in the wrong wrappers. At any rate, you can see other people in the pedophilia normalization field doing the same thing here.
Hi folks, my name is Miranda. I use she, her pronouns, and I'm a licensed professional counselor and sex therapist in Erie, Pennsylvania. And today I want to talk about minor attracted persons. And I want to talk about minor attracted persons because they are probably the most vilified population of folks in our culture. And most folks are making incorrect assumptions about them without actually knowing much about them. And those assumptions create harm for an already marginalized population. You may have noticed that I'm using the term minor attracted persons, sometimes abbreviated to MAPs, instead of the more commonly used term pedophile. And I'm doing this because the term pedophile has moved from being a diagnostic label to being a judgmental, hurtful insult that we hurl at people in order to harm them or slander them. I also prefer person-first language that recognizes that any label we might apply to a person is only part of who they are and doesn't represent everything that they are. We are all people first with many different facets or parts of ourselves. And this includes folks who are attracted to minors.
What's fascinating to me is how the left attacked the right, decrying the crazy conspiracy theory about the global elite and how they're a bunch of psychopathic child traffickers. And they're correct. Many on the right do believe that. But what's more disturbing is that many on the left seem to corroborate that, albeit in a different, oblique way. By way of explanation, let me go back to Spain in the 1600s. There was a king who had a lisp. As a result of this, many at court started to imitate the lisp. They thought that it made them sound more regal. From there, commoners started to do the lisp, thinking that it made them sound more classy because all the people at court were talking that way. Social climbers are always doing that, imitating the values of who they perceive to be the power elite. So while the left superficially attacks the right on claiming that the people running things are a bunch of minor attracted persons, the left seems to endorse that idea by imitating it and telling you that you're unsophisticated if you're against it and not permissive of such behaviors. You're a knuckle-dragging caveman if you're a pedophobe. They seem to associate it with the powerful, but unlike the right, they're primed to imitate who they see as their betters. Their very imitation is a tip-off that just like the right, there's a consensus on the moral failings and proclivities of a powerful oligarchical class. To constrain the influence of such morally stunted people in places like local school boards, get involved in your community. Consider joining the John Birch Society and meet like-minded patriots. Find a chapter in your community. Go to jbs.org.